Word on the street was that Friday's matchup between Bemidji State and North Dakota was going to be a goaltending battle to end all battles. Well, it sure lived up to its hype.
Mankey to Hansen. Hansen stopped Brittany Molt with a huge save for the Beavers.
On each end of the ice were All-Americans and first-team All-WCHA goaltenders from a year ago. Last week's WCHA Defensive Player of the Week, Brittany Mowat, made 32 stops for BSU through three periods and a five-minute overtime.
Over on the near side, held on to Mowat with another spectacular save. North Dakota was trying to screen her on that shot, and Mowat saw it all the way.
UND's Shelby Amsley-Benzie made 23 saves, including stopping the Beavers' Caitlin Tugas on a breakaway.
And here comes Caitlin Tugas. Tugas with a little room. Tugas tries to get past Amsley-Benzie, and she is stopped right there by the left pad as Amsley-Benzie goes down and keeps Tugas away from scoring.
And then halted Kristen Huber's attempt in overtime.
Hunt able to keep the play alive. Huber with the puck. She'll drive that one in on net. Bouncing puck covered up there by Amsley-Benzie. Great opportunity in overtime there for the Beavers. Kristen Huber.
Well, I guess it lived up to its billing. I thought both goalies were outstanding. You know, certainly give credit to their goalie as well. She made some big stops. I don't know how she stopped Steph on that opportunity in the second period, but she got a toe on it. And we knew it was going to be that type of game. There was no easy ice for either team. Neither team got much of a second opportunity in terms of rebounds. I think both teams really, really did a good job, picking people up going to the net. For a while there in the third period, it got a little more wide open, and there were some chances there. We weren't able to capitalize, but then Britt came up big for us when they put a push on at the end.
These two goalies stopped everything they saw. Well, except in the shootout, UND's Becca Kohler was the only player to put one past a goal line and help her team take the extra point in WCHA play. Today, it's game two. We've traveled up Highway 2 from Bemidji to Grand Forks. Your Beavers look for the split and 3 points in league play next against UND on the Beaver Radio Network.